I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
Today, for the first time since March of 2020, the American unemployment rate is below 5%. In just 8 months since I became president, in the midst of a grave public health and economic crisis, unemployment rate is now down below 5% at 4.8%. Let me just repeat that. Today's report has the unemployment rate down to 4.8%, a significant improvement from when I took office and a sign that our recovery is moving forward, even in the face of a COVID pandemic. That improvement was widespread. Unemployment for Hispanic workers was down, and the unemployment rate for African Americans fell almost a full percent. And it's now below 8% for the first time in 17 months, a drop of 496,000 in long-term unemployment is the second largest single month drop since we started keeping records. The largest was in July. So in the past 3 months, we've seen a drop of 1.3 million long-term unemployed. That's the largest 3 months fall in long-term unemployment since we started keeping records in 1948. More to do, but great progress. And working Americans are seeing their paychecks go up as well. In September, we saw one of the largest increases in average wages paid to workers working Americans on record. Today's report comes one day after the Labor Department found in the third quarter of this year, the number of layoffs and job reductions was the lowest in this country since 1997. Overall, the unemployment report shows almost 200,000 jobs were created last month, over 300,000 in the private sector and 26,000 in manufacturing, offset by some seasonal adjustments in education hiring. The monthly totals bounce around, but if you take a look at the trend, it's solid. On average, 600,000 new jobs created every month since I took office. And in 3 months before I got there, that was one-tenth what was being created. It's 60,000 as opposed to 600,000 jobs a month. In total, the job creation in the first 8 months of my administration is nearly 5 million jobs. Jobs up, wages up, unemployment down. That's progress. And it's a tribute to the hard work and resilience of the American people who are battling through this pandemic, working to keep their businesses afloat. Right now, things in Washington, as you all know, are awfully noisy. Turn on the news and every conversation is a confrontation. Every disagreement is a crisis. But when you take a step back and look at what's happening, we're actually making real progress. Maybe it doesn't seem fast enough. I'd like to see it faster and we're going to make it faster. But maybe it doesn't appear dramatic enough. But I too like to, as I said, move it faster. We're making consistent, steady progress, though. And thanks to bipartisan agreements, we're making progress on funding the government and raising the debt limit so people continue to get their Social Security checks, the military continues to get paid, and so much more. We're making real progress on COVID-19 as well. More than 186 million Americans are now fully vaccinated. More than 75% of eligible Americans have gotten at least one shot. And COVID cases are down 40% in the past month. Hospitalizations are down over 25%. In July, when I announced the first vaccination requirement, about 95 million eligible Americans still had not been vaccinated. Today, we've reduced that from 95 to 67 million eligible Americans that haven't been vaccinated. That's still much too much. There's more work to do, including getting more people vaccinated. But we continue to make progress. And the American Rescue Plan, which we passed shortly after I was elected, we made progress providing rent and mortgage relief to help keep roofs over people's heads. We provided checks and pockets and other benefits so families can put food on the table for their families. Hundreds of thousands of loans to help small businesses stay open and keep employees on the job getting paid. Today, towns and cities and states that were at risk of losing hundreds of thousands of jobs before because they didn't have the budget to pay, we helped make their payroll for them so they could keep teachers, police officers, firefighters, essential workers on the job, helping schools stay open with the equipment and resources needed to keep students and educators safe. And we finally gave a tax break, I've been looking at this for a long time, to families with children. which, as I speak, is providing monthly checks for more families for 60 million children. $300 per month for every child under the age of 7, $250 per month for every child under the age of 17. Keeping the tax cut, it's a tax cut for these people, and cutting child poverty nearly in half, over 40%. The jobs numbers also remind us that we have important work ahead of us and important investments we need to make. America is still the largest economy in the world. We still have the most productive workers and the most innovative minds in the world. But we risk losing our edge as a nation if we don't move. Our infrastructure used to be the best in the world. Today, according to the World Economic Forum, the United States of America ranks 13th in the world, 13th, on infrastructure, roads, bridges, ports, etc. We're among the first in the world to guarantee access to universal education back at the turn of the 20th century. Today, we receive more evidence of the progress we're making. And I know we can make a lot more in the days ahead. I want to thank you, and God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you very much.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.